Cassette 1, Side 2. Text begins on page 23.
In presenting the words commencing with C, it should be stated that the hard C sound is equivalent to the Sanskrit ka. The sibilant C is the same as the Sanskrit sa. However, the soft C sound, as in church, is the same. Thus, Chandra is one of the names of the moon. Chatur is the number 4. Chela is a disciple. Chit is usually rendered intelligence, also consciousness and pure thought. From chit is derived the word Chaitanya, which also signifies consciousness, although this term is usually applied to cosmic consciousness or cosmic intelligence. Chakra is a word meaning a wheel, a disc. In theosophy, a chakra signifies a force center, there being 7 situated in different parts of the body. However, the chakras pertain primarily to the sukshma body rather than to the sthula body, that is to say, to the subtle body rather than the physical vehicle. Chakshu means an eye, a term applied to the sun. There is an aspirated cha sound, which is also present in English. For instance, witch hazel, watch hound, Churchill. In Sanskrit, chaya means a shadow. It is a term applied to the first root race, which is designated the chaya race. Then there is the word chala, which means a sham. 2 Tibetan words should be included. Chohan, meaning lord or master. Chenrezi is the Tibetan word equivalent to Avalokiteshvara. In taking up the words commencing with D, it should be mentioned that there are 2 D sounds present in Sanskrit. The difference is so slight that it is usually ignored. Nevertheless, the difference may be explained in this manner. There is a cerebral D and a dental D. In technical transliteration, the cerebral D is indicated by means of a dot placed below the letter. For that matter, a difference is to be noted even in English pronunciation. For instance, the cerebral D is heard in the words do, dear, din. The dental is heard in due, duty, need. In the dentals, the tip of the tongue is placed against the teeth, thus producing the correct pronunciation. In Sanskrit, the cerebral is indicated by the word dambara, meaning a great noise. The dental is indicated in the word deva, literally a shining one. The word is derived from the verbal root div, to shine. However, the word is usually rendered a god. A goddess is Devi. The adjective formed from the word is daiva, divine. In compounds, there is daivi prakriti, literally shining primordial matter. In esoteric philosophy, it represents the ever-present electrical energy in the universe of manifestation. It is the ceaseless formative as well as destructive power. Dana is rendered as the key of charity and love immortal. It is the first of the 7 paramitas, the virtues or perfections. Devachan, not Devakan, please, is a Tibetan word, literally meaning the happy place. It signifies the blessed after-death state in which no sorrow enters to mar the peaceful rest of the departed. Devanagari, literally divine city writing, signifies the characters in which Sanskrit is written. The next series of words contains the aspirated Ds. The sound is also present in English. For instance, adhere, adherence, round head, red house. In Sanskrit, Danus is the name of the sign of the zodiac known as the archer, Sagittarius. Dharana is sixth in the enumeration of the eight yoga stages. It means the perfect concentration of the mind. Dharma, usually rendered duty, signifies that which is decreed, hence the law. In Buddhism, it represents the ethical doctrine, prescribed in its precepts as justice, harmony, equity, and virtue. In compounds, Dharma Shastra signifies a law book, although the term is applied to sacred scriptures as well, notably the Manava Dharma Shastra, meaning the laws of Manu. Dharmakaya, literally translated, means the body of the law. It designates the vesture in which a perfected human enters the state of nirvana. Dhruva is the name of the pole star. Dhyana is derived from the verb root dhyai, to meditate, hence meditation. It is the sixth of the seven paramitas and is enumerated as the seventh in the stages of yoga, that of spiritual meditation. This is the meaning in all the compounds which follow, commencing with Dhyani Bodhisattva, literally the meditative one whose essence is wisdom, a member of the celestial hierarchy, defined as one of the seven regents or watchers of the globes of the earth chain. Dhyani Buddha is defined as a regent or watcher of a round. Dhyani Chohan, literally meditative lord, a generalizing term applicable to any celestial being who has graduated from the human kingdom. Diksha means initiation. Dikshaka, one who initiates. Dikshita, one who is initiated. Dvija, literally twice born, hence one who is initiated. In India today it is applied to one who is invested with the sacred thread of the Brahmanical religion. Dvaita, literally duality. The term is applied to the Vedantic school of philosophy, which postulates duality in stating that Atman and Brahman, the universal divinity, are ever separated principles, whereas the Advaita, non-dualist school, postulates that Atman and Brahman are one. A third Vedantic school named the Vishishtadvaita, meaning qualified non-duality, postulates that Atman is a part of Brahman. In further exposition, it may be restated in this manner. The Dvaita school declares divinity, Brahman, is somewhere outside of me. I shall attempt to reach it. The Vishishtadvaitvadin declares divinity manifests everywhere, and I am a part of divinity. The Advaitavadin declares all is divinity. I am divinity. In Sanskrit, Aham Brahmasmi. The next term is Dvapara Yuga, signifying the cyclic period of time which is twice as long as the Kali Yuga, which latter is our present cyclic period of time, applicable to the fifth root race. The preceding yuga, known as the Dvapara Yuga, is the second of the four yugas or cyclic time periods. Dhyan is a Tibetan word. It is the equivalent of the Sanskrit dhyana, meditation, and by extension of meaning, wisdom, divine knowledge. The book of Dhyan, which forms the basis for H.P. Blavatsky's work, The Secret Doctrine, therefore, means the book of wisdom, divine knowledge. It belongs to the series known as the QT. Dondampai Denpa is a Tibetan compound meaning absolute truth. Dondam, the real state of the case. Denpa, truth. It is equivalent to the Sanskrit Paramartha Satya. The Sanskrit vowel E is pronounced as in the English words day, fei. Here are some examples. Eka is the number one. In compounds, Eka Chakshu signifies one eye, a term applied to the sun. Eka Chitta, literally one thought, means fixedness of thought. Ekanika Svarupa, simple yet manifold. Eva means verily, so, just so. There is no sound equivalent to the English F in Sanskrit. The word Fohat is given by H.P. Blavatsky as having a Turanian origin. It is the universal propelling vital force or cosmic prana, equivalent to Daivi Prakriti. In Sanskrit, G is always hard, as in go. The guttural NG sound is present as in the English gong. Gandha is the sense of smell. Ganga is the name of the river Ganges. Gautama is the name of the Buddha. Please note that AU is a diphthong, as in house, and should not be pronounced as in the English word gaudy. Gayatri, a sacred hymn from the Rig Veda, addressed to the sun. It is recited mornings and evenings by every Brahmana. Gotrabhujnana, literally knowledge, jnana, of the birth of families or races. Guhya Vidya, knowledge of mantras or mystical incantations. Guna, a quality or characteristic. As used in Sankhya philosophy, all nature, Prakriti, is pervaded by three qualities, termed the three gunas. Sattva, the quality of goodness. Rajas, the quality of activity. Tamas, the quality of passivity. Gupta Vidya, esoteric knowledge or the esoteric philosophy, equivalent in meaning to the secret doctrine. Guru, a teacher, especially a spiritual teacher, for the word is derived from the verb root gur, to raise, to lift up. Guru Deva, therefore, signifies a divine teacher. Guru Parampara, a serial line of teachers. Parampara literally means one following the other. In Sanskrit, there is also an aspirated hard G sound. The sound is also present in English, as for instance in the words leghorn, dig hard. Gharma means warmth of the sun, sunshine. Ghana, compact, solid. Ghosha, tumult, confused cries. H is always aspirated, just as in the is the English initial letter, as in he. Hansa, although commonly signifying a goose or swan, has also a mystical idea connected with the word. In explanation, Hansa signifies the soul or spirit, which migrates to and from the body, just as the wild goose migrates every year in India. Hansa even has the meaning of universal spirit, especially when associated with kala, eternity. The idea conveyed by the compound term is this: Kala Hansa, the swan of eternity, is always in existence, whether during a period of manifestation or during a period of resting. When it is time for a cosmos, a world system, to come into manifestation, the swan drops an egg, Brahmanda, from which a cosmos, be it a sun or planet, comes into manifestation. The same idea is present in the Finnish poem the Kalevala. There, the mystic bird is called a duck. When a cosmos has come into manifestation, the creative deity Brahma is referred to as Hansa Vahana, the vehicle of the eternal swan, the vehicle of the universal spirit. The next term is Hanuman, the name of the monkey god, who is one of the heroes of the Ramayana, the great epic dealing with the feats of Rama as well as of Hanuman. In the Bhagavad Gita, one of the names of Krishna is Hari, which is rendered he who removes sin. Hastinapura is the name of the city founded by King Hastin. A great part of the main action of the Mahabharata centers in and around this city. Hatha Yoga is the next term. Please note the aspirated T as in Hant Hill, not as in nothing. Hence, Hatha means forced. The term signifies forced yoga, the type of yoga that forces the mind to withdraw from external objects. Certain adherents actually inculcate self-torture as well as harmful practices. Himalaya is the name of the lofty range of mountains in Central Asia. Hiranya means golden. Hiranyagarbha, literally the golden egg or womb. In the esoteric philosophy, this term is used as an equivalent to the auric egg. Hum is an equivalent to Aum, usually occurring at the close of a mantra, thus, Om Mani Padme Hum. Om, the jewel in the lotus, Hum. Within the heart of every being is Atman. Om Vajrapani Hum. Om, the wielder of the thunderbolt, Hum. An invocation to obtain self-mastery, for only then is one capable of holding a thunderbolt in the hand. The letter I in Sanskrit has a short sound and a long sound. The short sound is pronounced as in the English pit, bit. The long sound as in peat, beat. Ichcha Shakti, the power of the will. Idam means this. The philosophical connotation implied in the use of idam for a manifested world has already been explained. See Brahmai Vedam. Idhi is the Pali word equivalent to siddhi, meaning phenomenal powers, usually called psychic powers. Ishvara means Lord or Master. The word is often used in reference to the Lord within man, or the Divine Spirit. Iti Maya Shrutam is a phrase which a disciple who has been taught by a Guru Deva customarily uses when passing his teaching on to others. It means, thus have I heard. The letter J has the same sound in both English and Sanskrit. For example, jaguar, jan. In Sanskrit, jagrat signifies the state of consciousness experienced during man's waking state. Janaloka is the fifth, counting upwards, in the enumeration of the seven lokatalas. Jara Marana, literally old age and death, is one of the 12 nidanas of Buddhism or causes of existence, bringing about rebirth on earth. Jati, birth, another of the nidanas. Jiva, the principle of life, which when individualized as in a human being is termed prana. Jivan Mukta, literally while living, freed, that is to say a freed monad. It signifies one who is liberated before death from the need for future births. Jivanu, literally a life atom. Jivatman signifies an individual monad in contradistinction to Paramatman, the universal self. Students find difficulty in pronouncing the ñ sound, which immediately follows after a J. It should be pronounced as the N in onion. For example, jñāna, knowledge. Jñāna darshana shuddhi, perfection, shuddhi, in perceiving, darshana, wisdom. Jnana Shakti, the power of real wisdom or knowledge. Jnana Yoga signifies the yoga which is based on the acquirement of true knowledge. Jnaneshwari, a mystical treatise in which Krishna describes the attainments of an illumined yogin. Ka is the first consonant in the Sanskrit alphabet and is pronounced as in English. For example, Kali Yuga is the name of the present cyclic period pertaining to the fifth root race. Kalpa is also a time period. Sometimes it is used as equivalent in length to a day of Brahma, which is the time period of a planet. A Mahakalpa generally signifies the solar cyclic time period. Kama means desire. It is also the name of the motivating principle in the sevenfold human constitution. Kama Loka is literally the desire world, which is a semi-material plane commonly called the astral world. There, the shades of the departed remain for a certain length of time. Kama Rupa, literally the desire form, equivalent to the shade or eidolon. It is the subjective form created by means of the thoughts and desires of a person during life, which is projected as a form into the astral world after the death of the physical body. Kanya, a girl, a virgin, also the name of the zodiacal sign of Virgo. Kapilavastu, the name of the birthplace of Gautama the Buddha. Karana, a word derived from the verb root kri, to do, to act, hence action, cause, used metaphysically as the primal cause. In connection with the word upadhi, compounded as karanopadhi, it signifies the causal vehicle in which reside the causal aspects of man's existence on earth, equivalent to the buddhi manasic aspect of man's constitution. Karkataka, a crab, also the name of the zodiacal sign Cancer. Karma, literally action. Observe the difference in the pronunciation of karma, the law of cause and effect, and kama, desire. Karma yoga, literally the yoga of action, the performance of right action. Khechara, literally mover in the sky, khe, in the sky, char, to go, to move one's self. It has reference to one of the Siddhis, described as the magical power of flying, that is, projecting one's consciousness wherever desired. Klesha, literally pain, in yoga philosophy the love of worldly enjoyment. Five kleshas are enumerated: avidya, non-knowledge; asmita, egotism; raga, desire; dvesha, aversion; abhinivesha, tenacity of worldly existence. Krishna, the name of one of the great teachers of India, classed as an avatara. His death in 3102 before Christ marked the commencement of the Kali Yuga cycle. Krita is often rendered perfect, well done. Krita Yuga, the name of the first of the four cyclic time periods or yugas. Kriya Shakti, literally the power of action. The term signifies the mysterious power of thought activated in such manner that it enables one to produce external, perceptible, phenomenal results by means of its own inherent energy. Krura Lochana, literally of an inauspicious aspect, a name of the planet Saturn. The next series of words illustrates the sounds of Ksha, which should be pronounced as in the English words Buckshot, Berkshire. Kshanti, patience, third in the enumeration of the seven paramitas, defined as patience sweet which naught can ruffle. Kshatriya, the second of the four castes of India, the administrative as well as the warrior caste. Kshetra, land, soil, hence also a field. Kshetrajna, literally the knower of the field, that is the body, a philosophical term applied to the conscious ego. The idea is more clearly expressed when Ishvara is added to the compound thus, Kshetrajneshvara, the lordly knower in the field of man's constitution. Kumaras, literally youths, designated the holy youths. In the secret doctrine, they are defined as one of the classes of the solar Pitris who provided direct assistance to humanity. Kumbha, the name of the 11th sign of the zodiac, equivalent to Aquarius, the waterman. Kumudapati, the name given to the lord of the moon. For Kumuda signifies the white water lily, said to open at moonrise. Pati, lord, master. The moon is thus referred to as the parent of the earth. Kundalini, literally the circular power, so called because of its spiral-like working in the body, defined as an electric, fiery, occult, or phohatic power. Kunti, the name of the wife of Pandu and mother of Arjuna, the hero of the Bhagavad Gita. Kuntag, a Tibetan term signifying a personal erroneous supposition, derived from kun, the whole, all, tag, an inquiry. Kunzabchi Denpa, a Tibetan compound. Kunzab, delusive, Denpa, truth, hence illusion-creating appearance, equivalent to Maya. Kusha, the sacred grass, used in India at certain religious ceremonies. Quan Shai Yin, a Chinese term identical with and equivalent to the Sanskrit Avalokiteshvara. Quan Yin, the Chinese goddess of mercy called the Divine Voice. Quan Yin Tien, literally the melodious heaven of sound, the abode of Quan Yin. L is pronounced as in English. Lakshmi means prosperity, success, also the name of the goddess of fortune and beauty. Lamrin is a Tibetan term signifying a sacred volume of precepts and rules written by Tsongkhapa for the advancement of knowledge. Lanka, the ancient name of the island now called Ceylon. Laya, dissolution. The word is derived from the verb root li, to dissolve. In the secret doctrine, Laya point, or Laya center, signifies that state where substance, prakriti, becomes homogeneous and is unable to act or differentiate. The next four terms are Tibetan and illustrate the use of an aspirate H, as in the English compounds, all hail, well healed. Ra, usually translated a god. In the secret doctrine, it is equivalent to the term Jan Chohan. Hagpa, the name of the planet Mercury. Ra Kang, a temple, also a crypt, especially a subterranean temple for mystic ceremonies. Ha Mayin, elemental sprites of the lower terrestrial plane. Popular fancy makes of them demons and devils. Linga, a Sanskrit word with a number of meanings, as used in theosophy and especially in the compound Linga Sharira, it signifies the model body or pattern body, acting as the causal form from which radiates the energies which enable the physical body to be builded, atom for atom. Lipikas, divine beings, regarded as recorders, who impress on the astral light the faithful record of every act and thought, hence the registers of karma. Lohitanga, literally the red-limbed, a term usually applied to the planet Mars. In a commentary from the Book of Dzogchen, it is applied to Venus. Loka, a region, place, also applied to the world, or even the universe. In metaphysics, a world, sphere, or plane. In connection with the seven loka talas, states of consciousness are indicated rather than actual localities.
Continued on cassette 2, side 1.